The Countryside Podcasts with Chris Skinner.
Welcome to another Countryside Podcast, and I found Chris Skinner in one of his wildflower meadows here. Chris is getting excited.
Matthew, I couldn't make it up. I just brought you to, as you said, one of the wildflower fests. Come here, rat. He was then going to barge into what we're looking at. And it's absolutely extraordinary. The sun's just come out, and it's a holly blue butterfly.
Isn't it gorgeous? Absolutely
fabulous.
Beautiful.
Isn't it? Fabulous.
And so, a white outline around the wings.
No, what we're looking at is a male, because the female holly blue has got black margin on her forewings. I don't mean four, F-O-U-R, it's F-O-R-E. You can see the top wings are a bit longer and larger than the back two, the hind wings, and it's just alighted, and it's quite windy, so absolutely perfect. It's landed with its wings open. When it flies, you forget that it's blue because it's almost pure white on the underside of the wings. So we've got a male holly blue, and this is its season, quite early on in the year. And I'll take you to the wildflower fields where we've got all the sainfoin and clover coming out. In about a month's time, we'll see some common blue butterflies. But this is an unusual butterfly. I think it's only one species of butterfly in the country that has two broods. And it's the only blue butterfly that's associated with trees. But we've caught it having a bask, because there's lots of holly all around where we're standing, and that's its food plant. So when you hear that word food plant, it's the food the caterpillars feed on. And I can just feel the warmth of the sun. Do you know what? We've had a week's cold, icy weather with the wind coming in from the north or the northeast here at the farm, and there's not been a single butterfly flying. Yeah, and I did so want to get you up close to one of these, and it's happened. It's magic.
Well, we're in for a good spell now, and it's definitely butterfly weather. We've got a bit of sunshine. It feels warm, and that butterfly is a real beauty.
You can just see under the wing. It's nearly close. If we bop down on our hands and knees,
different colour.
Look underneath. It's sort of almost cream coloured.
About an inch across.
Yes, and they're minute. So what happens at this time of the year is the male and female obviously mate. She will then lay an egg close to the flowers of holly. And this is the trick. This is why they've got two food plants. Holly flowers at this time of the year. So the egg will then hatch and munch away either on the holly flowers itself or on the little green holly berries that are gradually white ripening. I'm sorry if I'm stuttering a bit. I got so excited to see this. And so it then will pupate, but sometimes that pupa lasts right through the rest of the summer, the autumn, next winter, and hatches next spring. And sometimes the pupa hatches into a second generation of butterflies. Oh, he's nearly closed his wings now. You can just see underneath. So,
and that white outline is very pronounced,
it
isn't
is,
it?
Isn't
those
it?
Four wings are more pronounced than other breeds of butterflies.
Yes, yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. So that second brood of holly blue butterflies has another brood on ivy, which comes into flower at the second half of the year. So it kind of is really unusual that it has two food plants completely separate and two broods. So it's just taken off now. And when
flies
they move
fast.
They move, they're so quick.
Gone. Oh, there it goes.
Yes,
oh,
there, look. Yeah, fantastic. It's really... Now it will go back to the woodland and look for its food plant, holly, and that's where the females will be. If anything, they're even more striking because you have a black margin on the front wings, which we call the forewings, and it kind of pronounces the blue colour even more. So that's why I get so excited. It's really lovely to see these diminutive little butterflies. When you learn about their life cycle, it's really quite interesting. Now, that the caterpillars aren't particularly pleasant, because when they hatch, if there's more than one egg, they will eat their neighbouring brother or sister just as they hatch out. So they do have funny habits, but the holly blue causes a bit of a problem for gardeners, because when do you trim your holly? Because if you don't trim it, it gets out of control. It gets quite a large bush. So if you take off the tips, that'd be where the flowers are and where the holly berries are going to be. And then later in the year, when the ivy flowers as well, again, it's a dilemma as to when you can trim your ivy. You have the little fruits developing, which pigeons and thrushes are still feeding on at this time of the year. But there, that's a perfect start to this week's podcast. I've got a huge smile on my face, because we're in a 10-acre field, and there's probably two or three out here basking. The sun just came out for that minute or two.
And these wonderful oxeye daisies here, as far as the eye can see.
Yes, just coming into flower. And the first sainfoin is coming out as well. An absolute magnet for all the bee species and lots of butterfly species. And it's just over a year ago we were here, and we were being serenaded by clouded yellow butterflies, if you remember. Deep sort of mustard yellow it was, and they were flying up and down here just feeding on the nectar of the plants. So you absolutely spoilt to see that. I think we should close the microphone down and go home now, but we're not going to do that. We'll go and see some of the wildlife that's happened out on the farm in the week that since you were last here. So come on, we'll hop back in the truck. Oh, superb.
Yeah.
Holly blue butterfly.
And look out for them in a field near you.
Yes.
I mean, we've got some very welcome winged visitors, i.e. the butterfly and some of the swallows overhead as well. But other winged visitors make rather more noise, don't they? And yeah. So, I mean, you probably heard it a few minutes ago. We've got a serenade by the US Air Force or the RAF.
They were military jets anyway, and that's a good job the microphone was turned off. There were several sort of choice swear words going about just as we started, trying to capture the beauty of a butterfly and competing with a military jet right above the farm. I was lost for words. But a treat here at 7 this morning. The swifts have been absent. We're past the middle of May. We've only got a week of May left. And above the little lake, right where we're standing, just down in the valley there, a few hundred yards away, the yellow flag iris is just coming into flower. And there were some little splashes on the surface of the lake. And I thought there was a cormorant there. I sat and watched for a minute. Then my eyes went upwards, six swifts flying over the top, and they were having a drink from the lake. Oh, summer's here, Gudgeon.